You are now listening to the Nutrition for Kids podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Barron, and together we will be going on a journey to learn more about food, nutrition, and health. This podcast is brought to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We thank them for having cared for these lands and waters and look forward to working with them in partnership as we continue to build this great city together. I also want to extend my gratitude to the University of British Columbia's Food, Nutrition, and Health course led by Dr. Candice Rideout. Welcome to the last episode of this three-part series. Today, we will be venturing to the hot, sunny climate of Mexico. This episode is one that I have been looking the most forward to recording, as Mexican food is my favorite cuisine. For all you picky eaters out there, this one is a game changer. One of my favorite Mexican restaurants in Vancouver is called Las Margaritas. They have amazing tacos and tortilla chips, which are super scrumptious. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the country or what they have to offer, Mexico is a country in the southern portion of North America. It is bordered to the north by the United States. They also have amazing food. But be careful, Mexican food has a reputation for being very spicy, and it has a wide range of flavors. Chilies are indigenous to Mexico, and they have been used in Mexican cuisine for thousands of years. If a savory dish or snack does not contain chili pepper, hot sauce is usually added, and chili peppers are often added to fresh fruit and sweets. Mexican cuisine emphasizes proteins, grains, and dairy products. Proteins come in many different forms in Mexican food, from chicken, beef, and goat, through to seafood, utilizing vegetables or beans instead. The region that you visit will largely dictate what is available, as local produce is largely favored. These ingredients are often paired with beautiful spices and can be cooked in a range of ways. Rice and tortillas are often seen with most Mexican meals, as they play a nutritional and textural role. Tortillas are made with either flour or maize corn, and are served on the side or hold layers of ingredients known as the humble taco. Rice is used in a wide range of ways, and while corn was used in its place for some 4,000 years, rice is equally important in Mexican food today. Now that we know a bit more about Mexican cuisine, let's dive right into our story of the day. If there's one thing Mexico is known for, it's the celebrations. Today was Dia de los Muertos, and I was excited to eat all of the delicious food prepared by my family. Part of the day's traditions includes offering your lost loved ones some of their favorite foods and drinks that they enjoyed while they were alive. A home altar, called an ofrenda, is set up to make these offerings to the afterlife. My grandma, Abuelita Maria, enjoyed eating her mazapan candy, a peanut-flavored sweet treat, when she was alive. I knew that today she would be coming back from the afterlife to eat some on her ofrenda. As I threw marigold petals around her mazapan candy, I could smell my father's infamous tamales de rajas. This classic tamale is found throughout central Mexico, and there are many variations of it. For our version, my family fills it with charred poblano peppers, caramelized onions, a good dose of Mexican oregano, and melty cheese. It's so delicious. Just a few things you should note before making them. First off, making tamales requires a lot of time, so don't try to rush the recipe. The good news is that they last a long time, so you could double or triple this recipe, making a ton, and gift or freeze them for later. The link to the recipe will be in the description box below. Second of all, you can make the dough with coconut oil, vegetable oil, or room temperature butter. However, I encourage you to pull out the shortening, as they make for the lightest tamales. If you want an amazing tamales recipe, Again, I will link one in the description box below, so do not worry. The star ingredient of the tamales dish is poblano peppers, which are rich in vitamin C and in vitamin A. Your body needs vitamin C to synthesize collagen and for maintaining your bones and teeth. In addition, it is a powerful antioxidant. Vitamin A is also a very important antioxidant and helps to protect both vision and bone health. Poblano peppers contain more vitamin A and vitamin C than a similar size serving of oranges. According to the World Health Organization, vitamin A deficiency is a leading cause of preventable blindness in children and increases the risk of mortality. It is recommended for children between the ages of 4 to 8 to eat 400 mcg of vitamin A. Children 9 to 13 years of age require 600 mcg of vitamin A. So what does this mean? Well, if you were to eat one poblano pepper, you would intake 1,042 mcg of vitamin A, which would meet your daily requirements. Did you know that poblano peppers are also a very high source in fiber? Fiber promotes health by making the passage of stool easier, which can help to maintain bowel health. In addition to the insoluble fiber that provides those benefits, peppers typically contain soluble fiber. Soluble means that this type of fiber dissolves in water. Soluble fiber's benefits include the fact that it can help to reduce blood cholesterol and control blood sugar as well. If you are interested in learning more, check out the resources linked in the description box below. With that said, I will conclude this mini three-part series. Thank you for joining me on this journey, and I hope that this platform has inspired you to try some new cuisines. You never know, you might no longer want to be a picky eater. What are some other foods that you love? Leave a comment below to share some of your own tips and recipes. If you are interested in learning more, check out the resources in the description box below. Thank you for listening, and tune in for our next episode.